Hello and welcome to another edition of You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast, or MikeMiro7 if you care to do that too. You can find the whole site's Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can go to reviewandroast.com for all of our other goodies and stuffness. Today we are bringing you the Amazon Prime original comedy series, Season 1 of Catastrophe. American boy Rob gets Irish girl Sharon pregnant while they hook up for a week while on a business trip to London. To clarify, because that synopsis is actually a little not that great, Rob is the one that is on a business trip. Sharon is a school teacher in London, and they happen to meet up one night, and as the, you know, it suggests there, they hook up for pretty much an entire week, and that's pretty much your whole first episode is them in random sexual escapades, followed by the end of, oh my god, I'm pregnant. You know, the rest of the series goes through whether or not Rob feels he should stay in London, you know, marry her, what they should do, if they should keep the baby, if they should move to Boston. And this came, I believe season two just came out not too long ago. So this just kind of, we were sitting there yesterday and decided to watch season one because it's only six episodes and they're, you know, 25, 30 minutes apiece. We watched the entire thing. And I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised at how absolutely hysterical this series is. Does anyone want to?
I just
want
to see how long you were going to talk for.
And I usually go until somebody says something.
I was going to say something.
Something. Nailed it.
No, not very much. I mean, I can run down each episode, but you guys are just like staring at me.
Nah, so. There's no need. The like you said, the series is six episodes. It's 25. Ish minutes each. I mean, it's pretty quick. There's not really a reason to go through case by case.
Well, I'll just say first, my only previous knowledge of the two main characters, I remember Sharon Horgan from an old, not old, it was like 2006, 2007. There was a British sitcom called Pulling where she and her boyfriend were breaking up and she's moving out of the apartment, and I remember that show being kind of hilarious, but they took it off of Netflix before I got to finish it. And I remember Rob Delaney, I kept hearing like, "Ooh, he's the funniest man on Twitter," and I'm like, okay, and that was all I could find out about him. So I was like not really thinking this show was going to be that amazing. I thought, nah, it's probably just some YouTube superstar who gets his own show for no reason, so probably not that great.
Yeah, it ended up being a lot better than you initially think. You just sit down like you're going to watch a regular TV show, and it's anything but regular for sure.
Yeah, well, as Brian said, you know, this stars Rob Delaney and Sharon Horgan, and then also has Mark Bonner, Jonathan Forbes, Daniel LePayne.
Yeah, who's the girl from Extras? What's her name again?
Oh, geez. Ashley Jensen.
There you go.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. She plays Sharon's, you know, best friend, but she actually kind of hate each other, kind of. It's one of those
She
scenarios.
Refers to her as a cunt.
Yeah, and when you say it with that accent, it just rolls off the tongue. So,
yeah, when I say it, it doesn't
like
sound
butter.
As
there
awesome.
Is also this terrible sitcom on CBS that I admit I watched the entire season of. It was called Accidentally on Purpose, where Jenna Elfman, she's like this 37-year-old movie reviewer for some San Francisco newspaper, and she goes to a bar and hooks up with some like 23-year-old and, you know, ends up getting pregnant, so they decide to start a relationship, and she plays the slutty best friend on that show, and that show was really bad, but I watched it because A, Jenna Elfman is otherworldly gorgeous, and because Ashley Jensen was on, it was like really the only reason to watch that show. It was your typical bad Monday night sitcom with a laugh track, and maybe if you laugh once every three episodes, that was considered pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening as fast as I would hope, but I think the more Netflix and Amazon and even Hulu now and even the PlayStation Network come up with their own shows and where they're not censored the way network TV is, I think you're going to see a lot more people start dropping cable. I know I've already dropped. I know quite a few people that dropped. These two over here are still hanging on.
I probably won't until all the premium channels are readily, easily available.
Right. Well, I like what Hulu's doing, and I think Amazon does it too, where you can subscribe to HBO or Showtime through the Amazon Prime streaming service. You just pay like an extra $4 a month, and now whatever shows up on HBO Go shows up in your Amazon playlist, which is kind of awesome. And that's really the way, that's the future of television, in my opinion.
The future of television.
No, I'm serious. Because, like, we've said a million times, cable would be a million times better if you could just go down a checklist and go, okay, I don't watch sports, so I don't need any of these ESPN stations.
Right, yeah.
I don't care about, Jesus, so let's take off all the Jesus channels or whatever. And I'm sure there's just as many people who are like, I don't want to watch all this violent filth. Give me all the Jesus channels.
So,
yeah, moving on from Jesus.
Let's get back to back to catastrophe. Rob is, he's an ad man from Boston.
Well, let's start off with actually, maybe not describing it at length, but like, this show is vulgar.
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
You touched on it, but I mean, it's every bit of, a Sunday night HBO TV where the casual use of the F word is fantastic in my opinion, but I mean just the stuff that comes out of Sharon's mouth and
she makes a lot of references Rob's mouth. She makes a lot of references to things coming out of her rear end.
Oh, there's a lot of references to walnuts and butts, and
not to mention their friend Dave.
Blueberries, yeah, and vaginas.
Yeah, I mean he's got his friend Dave, who's this other, I guess, American in London. And then Fran, who's played by, what's her name again?
Ashley Jensen.
Ashley Jensen and her husband, Chris, are also quite vulgar at times. And then
guy's the best.
Her teacher friend. I mean, just everybody has, it seems like, a pretty standoutish vulgar moment in this show easily. Well, but it's not. It's in context, so it actually makes sense. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to get at, is the casual use of profanity is everyday conversation around here, so it's sort of the way they do it. They don't put it in to put it in. They put it in because it's there.
Right. If you have the group of friends that we do, this is more natural than anything else, whereas you have like a Judd Apatow where they throw it in there just and it feels shoehorned in.
Right.
This feels very organic, and it just flows so well with the conversation. But
and English accents, like you said, make some words way better than others.
Right. So the basics are you've got Rob working out of Boston, but he's in London on a business trip trying to score a new business, and the firm and clients all think that it would work out better if they had a London office. So he stays behind. He decides to, after he finds out that Sharon's pregnant, to stay behind, try and start up an office in London so that they can, work on both sides of the pond. And yeah, that's catastrophe number one, because obviously it doesn't go very well when you don't have an office and you're working from the toilet.
I kind of think that's catastrophe number two, though.
Well, and I don't mean it like that. I know what you mean. Okay, so the pregnancy, yeah.
Well, that plus he's actually on a date with another woman, a considerably younger woman, when she's like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant. And he's like, well, how do you know? She's like, well, you put it in me 25 times, and I think we used the condom twice.
Right. Yeah, every episode, it just seems like more and more shit gets piled on top of their, do I want to marry him, don't I want to marry him? Rob's mother is actually played by Carrie Fisher. She is 100% against, the whole scenario. Yeah, Brian, for some odd reason, doesn't find a 60-year-old woman attractive, so he feels the need to point it out. Only with Carrie Fisher, though.
Every time.
She looks alcohol-ravaged, I'm sorry. Well, no one put Jack Daniels down her throat for 30 years.
For the role she's playing, she's pretty good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, did you really want Diane Lane sitting there, crocheting? They needed an old cat lady or an old dog lady, and that's what Carrie Fisher was.
Is.
You're a little too judgmental. You're such a sexist pig. Anyway.
That's taking it a bit too far. Okay.
If it was Nick Nolte, you wouldn't say nothing.
Oh, I would definitely say something. Should have been Louis Anderson.
But that's a whole other show, whole other topic. Keep losing my train of thought because of you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, so every episode, it feels like there's, more and more shit gets piled on top, like when...
Right, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And again, he's out there trying to do his job. But basically, his job in the ad business, I guess you can say, is at this point in time, he's just looking for work. So...
Yeah.
And he's not doing a great job of it, but he's getting paid, so...
He's getting Jeff's cola on.
I was just going to say, their biggest client.
Yeah, he ends Jeff's up getting into some heated debates with his Boston colleagues, and then he's thinking about returning. There's no way Sharon's gonna. Then he's thinking about a different job there, and he resorts to seeing if Dave will do it. Dave will hook him up with something, and he finds a job. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and like I said, I mean, every time they seem to cross a bridge, there's a bigger one in front of them,
basically. Right, with more and more missing boards.
Yeah, with more shit in the way.
Well, but because she is, I believe they said she was 41 in the show. So, obviously getting pregnant when you're 41, they're going down all the list of possible scenarios for the kid. This guy just, is in between jobs trying to figure out his life while he's moving to a new country with only a work visa. He needs to get married. He needs to find a job. I mean, like they said, between... Rob and his friend Dave, the interactions are amazing. With Fran, her husband, and then Rob and Sharon, they have a little dinner that goes absolutely haywire. And Fran is just, she's a nut. She is absolutely
That's where
crazy.
Blueberries and assholes come in.
And walnuts, yes, yes. It's, Brian, anybody got something to take away here?
Yeah, you really need to give the first episode a chance. And really? Again, I'm just saying. I don't know if we're really quite selling it hard here, but
the first episode I thought was one of the stronger ones.
Why do you think I just said give the first one a chance?
Well, it kind of sounds like get through the first one and then
I'm just saying it's not like we're not really. I don't know if we're painting the comedic picture here, but.
Well, for us, the whole season is 3 hours long. I'm not trying to give every detail.
Neither am I, and that's what I'm saying. If someone was to watch the first episode, it's highly unlikely that you will not continue. I think you're going to do like we did and just sit down, grab something to drink, and watch the whole thing all in one sitting. It's an easy binge watching experience.
Yeah.
What makes the show funny and kind of unique is that it's like a mesh of British sarcastic humor with American snarky humor. Like, for example, she's, every time he's trying to do the right thing, she's basically just making fun of him and saying he's a big nerd.
Yep.
For lack of better terminology. And then perfect example of the snarkiness is when they're in a doctor's office and he says something about, oh man, it's like a dumpster fire down there or whatever that line was. And the doctor's like, what? Or when he's standing outside the school and that little kid's like, you're from America, huh? He's like, yes. He goes, do you know Barack Obama? No. Why not? Just like that's all those weird conversations that happen.
What else? What do you got? Talk to me, Goose.
You talk to me. I done the majority of the talking here.
I did some talking.
I did the majority.
I already said. Definitely watchable show. Definitely funny. Definitely lots of hijinks.
For some pretty, typically in with.
Could have used more boobs.
Yeah. There's a lot of episodes.
There's a strip club scene, but that's about it. It's mostly man butt.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of episodes with the nudity warning, and it's just a lot of Rob Delaney.
Yeah, the first three, all nudity warnings, all man butt.
Yep. About every episode.
Continue. All right, I'm going to say, we'll number it.
Works for me.
I just want to keep going.
Fine by me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like I said, we're talking about 2.5 hours of TV here.
Yeah. The more we talk, the less you're going to watch it. So
right.
We think you should.
Correct.
So I'm going to actually... No saying correct anymore. There's no correct. I'm going a little higher because I had minimal expectations. I just heard buzz that the show was decent. I didn't know if it was supposed to be funny, supposed to be anything. But I thought it was hilarious. Ready to watch season two, and I'm going to give this one a 9 for the season.
Wow.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, actually, I agree.
There were some parts in there
Well, 9 from you is like pulling teeth. You know,
I mean, it's like an 11 from people.
Right.
But no, I mean, some of the shit that comes out of these guys' mouths was
spit worthy.
Even me, I was like, whoa. I say some stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I had not low expectations, but I had tempered expectations for, aside from the reasons I mentioned in the beginning. Way back when we first started this podcast, we did an episode where we reviewed the Amazon pilot season, and we went through 5 separate shows, and they were all, from what I remember, mediocre to horrible. So I was kind of like, Amazon is really bringing up the rear here with their original content, but... And then, like, we watched Man with a High Castle, and it was okay, but I only saw 1 episode, so I can't really judge that. That new show, Mad Dogs, was just okay, but nothing I wanted to commit to.
Yeah, neither one of those two, to me, were bad. It was just, meh. Like, do I really want to get invested?
Yeah, I was like, I have Netflix, and they got Daredevil, they got House of Cards, I haven't even watched Orange is the New Black, and everybody loves that. So I just kind of felt like Amazon didn't have the kind of content that Netflix offered, and... I kind of went into this going, if it's all right, you know, 6 episodes, whatever. It completely exceeded my expectations. It is super funny, and you can get through 6 episodes while you're eating lunch for all intents and purposes.
It's a long lunch.
I'm just saying, like, you can binge watch the entire season and not feel like the day's completely gone away.
I agree.
Yeah, it's not like when I was binge watching like that show Nikita for a while. It's like. Hour-long episode, 46-minute episodes, 24 a season. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or like when I was trying to catch up with S.H.I.E.L.D. or shows like that. So this is like, I mean, you're talking about 4 seasons worth.
It's all, yeah, it's almost.
You know what I mean? So this is, you know, 25% the length of that. I mean, you can legit just sit there and do it in an afternoon and still make dinner.
Yeah, so given all those, I gave it an 8.5 on the website, and I'll stick with 8.5. I am pretty psyched to watch season 2, and I hope the show stays on for a while.
Yeah, I actually had 0 expectations going in, because I hadn't heard anything, didn't care, just figured I'd eventually get to it, so I'm glad we got to it yesterday, but yeah, it was absolutely hysterical. I'm at a 9 all day long. There's a handful of things, you know, meh. But for the most part, I mean, there's so many scenes where you probably shouldn't be drinking anything because you're going to spit it all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, like any show, I mean, it's not, you're not going to laugh for 24 minutes straight, but it's, the funny parts are multiple. I mean, it's all over the place.
And
yeah.
I'll just say, too.
And you never know when it's coming, either. That was kind of the
beauty.
You know, they were just sitting there at the coffee shop and just talking, having a regular conversation, something will come flying out of somebody's mouth, and you're like, Jesus.
Well, I was going to say, for me, Rob's makeshift entourage, way better than the actual entourage from Entourage.
Oh, yeah, his bachelor party entourage was pretty sweet. Yeah, that was actually a really good episode. What was that, the second to the last?
I think that was the last episode.
Might have been, yeah. Yeah, and again, you're sitting there for 25 minutes. It's seems longer, I almost want to say.
With no commercials, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're sitting there and you're watching it, and it's the time, the length and the amount of episodes was actually, they put it together pretty well.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? And maybe the story just worked out that way or whatever the case may be, but 6 episodes, it's right on target. So, I'm good with it.
Agreed. Well, there you have it. You can head to reviewandroast.com to read the review and check out other reviews. Don't forget to rate it while you're there if you've watched it. Other than that, you can follow me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can follow Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can follow Mike at Review and Roast. And we will see you next week.